I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. There's considerable evidence that drinking alcohol on a regular basis may increase the risk of cancer. Dr. Raymond Anton is here to talk about what is known currently about the connection between alcohol consumption and cancer. Dr. Anton is a distinguished university professor of psychiatry and behavioral science, and he's scientific director of the Alcohol Research Center at MUSC. Dr. Anton, tell us what is known about this connection between drinking alcohol regularly and increased risk of cancer.
It's been known for quite a while now that regular and oftentimes increasing amount of alcohol intake is associated with higher risk of cancers. These cancers particularly would appear in the mouth, the swallowing tube, the throat, the stomach, and the liver, all exposed to higher concentrations of alcohol as it's drank and swallowed. But it's also known that there's an increased rate of other cancers, such as breast cancer, to some degree, perhaps colon cancer, and just an overall cancer risk.
Can you explain briefly and in lay terms why alcohol may have this potential impact?
Yes, there's a number of mechanisms which are all being studied. One is a direct toxic effect of alcohol on cells, causing them to grow differently or to die. The second is an effect on inflammation or the immune system that usually protects against abnormal cell growth. The third is that there may be effects of alcohol on genetic function that accumulates over time, which causes cells to grow abnormally. And the fourth is a direct effect on the hormones of the body, such as cortisol and estrogen, particularly in women, that may lead to breast cancer.
Dr. Anton, can you give us any clues about how much alcohol we're actually talking about on a regular basis that may put someone at a higher risk of cancer?
Yes, it's a complex question, and not all of the information is in. One general accepted thought, though, is that the more you drink, the more it is likely that you can develop cancer. But it's also known that even small amounts of alcohol over a long period of time, such as in women, there is good data that suggests 1 to 2 drinks a day on a continuous basis can increase the risk of breast cancer.
Based upon this information related to alcohol consumption and cancer risk, what's your best recommendation for reducing this risk for the individual?
Right. The people at the highest risk, such as people that have had cancers, have cancer in their family, or have other diseases such as immune diseases, should seriously limit their alcohol use to either not drink at all or at most 1 drink a day. People that smoke also need to be aware that alcohol can add to smoking risk of cancer and should significantly reduce their alcohol use, and be aware that perhaps reduced smoking is also important. So people need to evaluate their risk very seriously.
Dr. Anton, thanks for providing this update about alcohol consumption and cancer risk.
Thank you very much.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.